Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Above and Beyond with celebrity psychic medium, Grant Collier. Grant will take you through his knowledge of the spirit world alongside some amazing guests. So get dialing and get a reading on today's show by dialing 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611 and prefix 001. If you're calling from outside the USA. And now, please welcome your host, Grant Collier.
Hello, and welcome to another show of Beyond, Above and Beyond. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be listening. Another week's gone by, wow, and do you know what? They just slip by, don't they? I can't believe we're nearly near Christmas, and do you know what? I'm seeing Christmas lights going up everywhere at the moment, and it's just scary. Because the thing is, when we look and see time fly by, and how much it has flown by this year, we look at the energy changes of what's going on around us as people, as individuals. And this is something that pretty much I want to look into around the energy changes and where the energy shifts within time patterns. Because, you know, time to us is very, very on one level. To the spirit world, it is a different time zone, different energy levels. So, the deeper it gets, The more complex it gets with things. But, you know, we are near Christmas, and I know you're all preparing all around the world to get your decorations up, your lights, and get in this festive spirit. But there's been a lot of sort of changes within the spiritual energy over the last sort of week or so. A lot of transitional changes, and I felt them, and I know you guys have felt them as well. And I think it's important to remember that these changes are coming in for a reason. You know, we talk about the energies of this year changing and where the shifts are happening. And this is something that I've very much been looking into over the last 8 years with my gift. So this transitional period has started to change and started to change quite rapidly over the last coming weeks. And this is something that I will be talking a little bit about later on in the show with one of my guests that's coming on and joining me with the readings later on. You know her very well. She is a host of another show from Mike Spirit FM. I'm not going to give too much away because that will spoil it. But I have got an amazing array of guests on the show tonight. And one you have heard from before. She was on a couple of weeks ago. She's dealing more with the side of the paranormal and still giving the evidence that life goes on after this life and finding the ways and techniques to be able to bring that forward through the work, through the team, basically. Because what we've got is just one person part of a team here that's on tonight. There's an amazing team behind them, but we'll talk a little bit about them in a minute. But she's coming on to talk a little bit about what's coming up with events around her side of the work that involves myself as well. We also have a guy coming forward who has been on something around the energy of this work, but I'm not going to give too much away. What I want to come back to briefly before we go into the energy of a song is that for me, personally, on my spiritual challenges and where I've been over the last couple of weeks, I got drawn down to a lovely little shop that isn't a million miles away from me. I live right in the north heart of Kent, which is in southeast United Kingdom. And I got pulled down to this particular shop, and the shop is called Serendipity. And basically, this shop is a holistic shop, and they do amazing things here. I walked into the shop. We were looking at the crystals, me and my partner. And basically, we were looking around the shop, and I got pulled to talking to one of the lovely, fantastic ladies in there. We got talking about stuff that I was doing within my work, talking stuff about what they were doing within their work. And they basically pulled me in the back and said, come and have a cup of tea, let's have a chat. This is a shop that is, you know, working on the energy of communication with spirit, putting it out there spiritually and making us aware. And do you know what? I walked in that shop and there was just such a beautiful energy. And at Serendipity, you get that as soon as you walk through the shop. So I thought I'd bring them forward this evening, or this morning to you guys, or afternoon, wherever you are, and talk a little bit about these guys, because they've been running for quite a while now. They've got a big following on Facebook and Twitter. If you want to look these guys up, they're at www.serendipitydirect.com. serendipity.com. These guys are doing courses, they're doing meditation circles, you know, they're doing groups activities here to get people involved, to open them up. And unlike any other holistic shop around, these guys are right on my doorstep. They're probably the biggest one around. So I give these a big praise up, because, you know, they helped me out this day. I walked in there. They were very polite. I felt that I was drawn to the onyx, the black onyx stone. I needed some onyx around me. And they were very helpful, brought it right forward for me and gave me some onyx, which is helping me. So this is why I wanted to talk about Serendipity. They are basically a very, very, very spiritual combination team, I want to say, that work there. And they're in a little village called Sevenoaks down in Kent. They have built up a big, big reputation within the people that they are and what they do there. I actually ended up giving some readings to the girls there, and they put a lovely comment back on, and they've just gone through a personal loss of a friend of theirs, and I was able to connect in and tune into the energy of that, and they were very, very thankful that I went in there and did this for them. So, you know, this is something that I'm giving back to them also, through their time of when they've had losses around them, and it had been a hard week for them that week. So, girls, if you're listening in, and I know that you are, this is pretty much a big shout out for you guys and your good work that you're doing down there in Sevenoaks. I continue to hope that everything is on the up for you. Spirit reward us, I know, in many ways, and I'm sure that they will reward you through many, many different ways and through the energy of the shop. So there's Serendipity, and that's Serendipity at www.serendipitydirect.com. Like I say, you can catch these guys, and I do believe they're on Twitter as well. And if I just have a little look over here, they are. They're at Serendipity, Sevenoaks at mystical_oasis on Twitter. And you can go through, and like I say, there's readings available there. On the mediumistic readings, psychic readings, tarot. They've got workshops running, courses. And basically, these are some of the workshops that they're running. Crystal healing. Beginners, where do I start workshops? Which is fantastic, because I know that, you know, when we open up to the energy and we're lost, these are people that can guide you through. They've got tarot workshops, goddess workshops. They got Reiki workshops, past life regression meditation, and Wiccan workshops as well. So, guys, check them out. They are lovely, fantastic ladies. And I know that there's a Nikki and a Sharon that work there. If you go through, I'm sure that they'll be more than welcome to be able to give you some advice about where you can, what you can do, and fit you in somewhere on one of their courses if you feel like you're interested or you're pulled to that direction. Okay. Now, before we talk to our lovely guests and we bring our guests in, I've got a lovely piece of music that I want to play. This is very dear to my heart. It was one of my grandfather's favourites. Now, I know my grandfather's been around me the last couple of days very strongly. So I thought I'd bring this song forward for him in his memory of life, as much that I know that he would enjoy listening to this from spirit, and I hope you do too. It's a lovely song called Stardust. It's by Nat King Cole, and it goes a little something like this.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again me when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside the garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom, though I dream in vain. In my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
And every time I listen to that song, it brings a tear to my eye. What a fantastic song, what a fantastic voice by the lovely Nat King Cole. And may that bring a tear to your eye as much as the memory of somebody close near to you, as much as it brings the energy and brings the energy forward for me every time I listen to that song. And I think of my grandfather that's so near, but yet so far away, but connecting on a greatness as one. Okay, as I come away from the song and I bring back the energy, I want to focus on something here where we look at something a little bit different, a little bit more mysterious, a little bit more combining within the energy of the paranormal that still brings it into the energy of the spiritual. And this is brought forward by the energy of my fantastic paranormal investigation team. We have a fantastic guest that's coming on the show right now. You've heard her before, and if you haven't, then you're going to hear her right now. It's the lovely Sarah Offcroft from Spooksavers. Hello, Sarah, you're on the line.
Hello there, Grant. You well?
I'm very well. You know, Sarah, you know, when I listen to songs like this, it brings the energy and the vibration forward of spirit. And I know that, you know, whatever we do, may it be on the paranormal or on the spiritual, it works as a whole. Because at the end of the day, it brings the energy forward. And this is what we've experienced when we've worked on our investigations. Sarah, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. And do you know what?
Thank you for having us.
Listen, you know, I'll have you on every week if I could. You guys, yourself, Sarah, Tracy, Roy, Chris, Maxine and Janet, what a fantastic team we have. And Mel, not forgetting Mel, my lovely psychic, bless her. What a fantastic team we've got. And things have been really good at the moment. You know, things are really lifting. I just want to reflect on what people may not know about Spooksavers and where it all started from and what's giving you this drive to where you are now, Sarah, and where things are going. So if we can have a little bit of brief detail about where this all kicked off for you. I know a few people have heard this before, but, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that haven't. Can you tell me a little bit about where this all started for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, basically, we just sort of started off, you know, in a pub as you do, talking about Halloween, sort of saying we wanted to do something a little bit different. And we said, well, let's go on a ghost hunt. And we went ghost hunting, myself, Tracy, and a friend.
Yeah.
And from that point onwards, we were just completely and utterly hooked. I've always had a really, really strong interest in the paranormal.
Yeah.
And as I say, the sort of activity we got on the first night, and I was like, wow, there must be something else here. So sort of from that point onwards, we sort of continued with ghost hunts, we continued with events, and I was like, I want to do this full time. And that's when we sort of decided, we just founded Spooksavers. And since that point, when it was founded, we've just literally gone from strength to strength. And as you sort of said at the beginning, it's just literally due to sort of the strength and the energy of the team that we have. You know, I just cannot fault it in any way, shape or form. It's just absolutely fantastic. And, you know, to sort of be proving if there is actually sort of life after death. And, you know, if people look at our website and see sort of the gallery and the activity that you produce with the clients, you know, even we've had some skeptics email us on Twitter and say, well, you know, folks, I really can't debunk the kind of evidence that you've brought forward. And
yes.
And it's just such a passion, and it's just such a privilege to be part of the team and to be doing what we're doing. So
well, absolutely,
that's what
started. Sarah, I've got to say, when you first come to me and you said, right, this is what we're doing, we're looking for a medium, I knew at that point that this was going to be big. I don't know why. I just knew that I could see the drive, the passion, the desire in you girls to this wasn't just about, you know, a paranormal investigation team. This was about proving something, not faking up. You know, this was about, you know, what is it with inside ourselves that we want from this as well. You know, you and Tracy come to me and said to me, you know, this is our belief, this is our passion, this is what we want to do. This isn't just about basing a company and building it up and whatever. We enjoy what we do, and we want to make it part of our life and part of our work. And do you know what? You've brought that energy forward. You know, we're now doing it as a team. You know, we've made such good friendships. And do you know what? We've pulled people coming in around this, like people that give up their time, like Maxine, Janet, your dad, Tracy's dad, Chris, who's at the back part of it, you know, Tracy's mum. You know, the energy that's behind this is just incredible. And do you know what? And I've always said this, Tracy, that if spirit want this to work, they will make it work. And do you know what?
Yeah.
In that short period of time, we are starting to really reap the benefits of what we're feeling from this. Because at the end of the day, you know, if something's meant to happen, it will happen. And do you know what, guys? You've done amazing. And that spirit's pushing the energy behind you to make this happen. Now, okay, I'm not going to ramble on because, you know, I'm quite powerful energy, as you know, when I'm talking
definitely
about this, and I get very passionate. But the thing is, you know, over the last couple of weeks, you're right, we have had a lot of clients come forward and say, well, this is remarkable. You're doing things and you're getting validation through different areas of the work that's coming forward that are opening eyes. And I've seen this, you know, we've had other mediums come in, especially from the last event, come in and look at what we're doing. And they've actually turned around and gone, wow, guys, you're doing a fantastic job.
Definitely.
I know for you, you know, you're getting a lot more feedback from you, obviously, because you're the girl who's running the event. So I don't get to hear a lot more. So, you know, tell us some of the reactions that we've been getting through the sources of emails and things.
Yeah. I mean, basically, we've had, you know, we've sort of have emails in to sort of say, you know, that was a really fantastic night. We have messages through our Facebook webpage to say, you know, thank you guys for the experience. You know, we've also had, which is fantastic for us as a company, people sort of saying, you know, we've been with other ghost hunting companies, and to see what you guys actually bring onto the event is... Yeah. You know, it's absolutely sort of fantastic. We, you know, like, as you know, Grant, you sort of engage the clients, and it's not just about the business, about sort of making money and all that sort of thing. The thing to me is when we go on the events is that the clients who sort of come is that they experience what they've come to experience. And, you know, and it's just absolutely fantastic that we're able to give them that experience, and to have the clients go away happy is such, I suppose in some ways you could sort of say it's a drug for me. And, you know, that's the most important thing is just making the clients happy. And obviously to prove or disprove that the paranormal do actually exist. But I think, you know, some of the evidence we've sort of got so far is absolutely out of this world. It's absolutely fantastic.
Well, it is, Sarah. When you some of the equipment that we've got, I know that a lot of investigation teams use K2 meters, EMF meters, you know, ghost boxes and bits and pieces. But do you know what? You know, when you look at what we're getting coming through the energy of these pieces of equipment, and even things like, not even just a piece of equipment, we're talking about just balls on the table that are rolling off. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
You know, we're looking at stuff that goes beyond scientific, you know, scientific proof of things. The scientists would look at this and go, wow. I mean, I can remember going back, and this is a clip that's on YouTube, and I had to look back at it myself, because when we're working, we forget stuff, you know?
Definitely.
And I looked at a YouTube clip that's just gone on over the last couple of days that we did, where there was a guy that dominated the energy of that night. He wasn't actually part of the investigation location, but he was brought in by one of the team members, one of our client members.
That's right,
yeah. Who are the team. And basically... You know, he was validating stuff from the mediumship and pushing it through the ghost box, like he's saying his name, and you can clearly hear these evidence coming forward on the YouTube clips. You know,
definitely.
And strangely enough, you know, you've got EMF meter, K2 meters going off on command through something that's being said by the medium, i.e., myself. But the thing is, not only that, okay. You know, I've noticed a hell of a lot over the last, you know, 8 or 9 investigations that we've done. And that's that you girls also, and yourself, you're opening up very, very quickly to the energy of spirit. And you're picking up on things as well. And spirit are coming forward to, like yourself, Sarah, and responding. And this is a remarkable step of achievement when you think about where you are, where you started, and where things are going forward within your development and what you're doing, and within the energy of what other people are coming in and picking up as well. I mean, people were coming in and taking photographs and picking up on energy all over the place through their cameras, on their phones, everything, you know. So just absolutely amazing. So
that's fantastic.
Well, this is it. And the thing is, I know it's only going to get better. So what I'm going to ask you is, this is the next question. again, where do you see where this is going to go? Where do you feel this is going to go? I know what I feel, but what do you feel with inside? Where you know what you've already seen and how it's built up.
Yeah.
I know that you've got things planned, and we're going to look at that and talk about that in a minute. But where do you feel this is going to go?
Well, I mean, if we sort of look at where we've come, sort of, as you say, we've done 8 events now. And the first event, we sort of had 14 clients. And, you know, the last event we did at Kent Life Farm last week, we had 60. So, you know, from where it sort of began to sort of 5-6 months down the line, I you know, literally the kind of world's our oyster. I mean, we were basing most of our venues around the sort of London and Kent area, and you know, next year we're sort of expanding all across the UK, and you know, we can start to expand into Ireland and to even start to look into Europe. And I sort of, I know it might seem that I'm a little bit biased, but I do literally think that we sort of, the evidence that we present is completely unquestionable. And you know, Spooksavers is going to be very, very big. And I think once people start to catch on to it, and once people sort of start to see the things that we're getting, and you know, the evidence that we're validating, I'm really, really excited for what the future brings. And you know, I mean, people can just have a look on our, you know, on our website and under the gallery. And say, just see the evidence and things that, you know, like you bring forward and the interaction of the clients. And, you know, it excites me, you know, greatly just to see where this sort of can go. You know, as I say, not only as a business, but just to prove to people that who have an active interest in the paranormal, you know, how far this can actually go. And you know, the world is literally our oyster, and I think there's going to be big things coming over the next year, definitely, but probably even before that. Well, you know, we can see the growth already.
Well, absolutely, and you know, we talk about our clients, and obviously, you know, we could be very biased in the way that we talk about the business, couldn't we?
Definitely.
We have actually got one of our clients, one of our, what I like to call team members that come in, because we are a big part of the team, that come in on our investigation down at Fort Amherst. A guy called Dean Ferguson. He actually won the chance to come on the show, and this is the beauty of what we do here. We give people opportunities to talk about their experiences. Dean actually, it was weird really how this worked out, Sarah, because basically what happened was, I was talking to him on a break between our visuals, and basically what happened was he was very interested, and he was very, very into what we do, and he'd been on other investigations before. And this guy came forward to me, and he won the chance to come on, and it was quite almost like it was meant to be. We have got him on the line. So, Sarah, stay there. I don't want you to go anywhere. Okay?
No, I'm staying right here.
We're going to talk about a little bit more about Spooksavers after I've had a little chat with them.
Okay.
And we want to find out a bit more about the websites and where they people can locate you, and other exciting events coming up. But let's bring Dean in. Dean, are you there, my friend?
I am, Grant. Yeah, hello, mate.
Hello, mate. Dean, you know, it's amazing to have you on the show, and thank you, because at the end of the day, mate, this is what it's about. It's about you guys. You know, we're putting on an energy here to run an event at Spooksavers to make sure that you get the best quality of service. Now, I know you was at Fort Amherst that particular night, and it was an amazing location. What did you get from it? Did you enjoy it? You know, I know that there was an good energy vibe when I spoke to you on the night, but we didn't get a chance to really speak in depth, and you probably didn't get a chance to speak to Sarah and Tracy, who are behind Spooksavers. They are Spooksavers. Yeah. So what did you feel, and what did you get from the night?
The first impression was just the quality of the location, first and foremost.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Somewhere with like historical longevity.
Yeah.
And you just got to be nailed on for something to occur, haven't you? And the team were really welcoming and really mellow, and we were joining them rather than just turning up to be, you know, presented to something and dropped it in the middle of it. It was, like you say, we were joining the team. And it really felt like that.
Absolutely. Because, you know, we try and make you part of the team. We're not somebody that just does it all for you. You are the guys that are coming in to investigate as well. And I know Sarah, you know, and myself, we briefed this and we put this forward towards you guys. We built the energy up because it is about an energy. So, you know, before you even got into starting to investigate, the actual experience of what we gave over, did you get enough from that? Were we, you know, because we like to make sure that we're doing our job right and for you guys to, so you've got clarity, and I'm sure that we do. Did you feel comfortable within the energy of when you started to go in into locations, you felt like you was protected and you felt that, you know, you felt that you had good members of staff there that was giving you quality of service?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, very much so. From outside in the meeting area to the quality and amount of equipment that we were taking in to help us focus, wasn't it, really, as well?
Yeah.
As well as detect. And, it was, I can't fault that aspect of it whatsoever. It was, nice walk around and the variety of historical eras that the place covered was enthralling, really. Does help you become more receptive in the moment as well.
I know you had your own personal experiences, Dean, and I know that you've got a lot yourself there. It was quite interesting because we did go into an area. Do you remember when we walked in and we walked up to that bit where there was that feeling of where they lifted a lot of stuff up onto the main roof? I know that was a big area of interest for you, and we picked up on somebody whistling. Do you remember that?
Yeah, there was a couple of bits, wasn't there? A couple of noises up the shaft, wasn't there?
Yeah, and can you remember when we had the K2 going off in that same area, down through that walkway? Do you remember this?
Yeah, and as well, you got a little knock on the back of the head, didn't you?
That's what I did, yeah. I felt like I was blown to the back of the head. But overall, when we walked around, and I think that when we did the walk around, did you get the energy vibe that, you know, we were picking up on stuff? Did you actually feel that we were connecting and we were getting validation from the energy of that particular location from spirit?
We were being absorbed into it almost. You know what I mean? And there was different signals and readings from different areas of the tunnels that we stopped at and entered and spent time at, and it was very, you got a sense of occasion from the past almost, you know what I mean?
This is what it's about, because at the end of the day it's different energy levels there. Now listen, Dean, we have got Sarah and Tracy on the line. Now Sarah is obviously on the microphone, but Tracy is in the background. She can hear you. I don't know if you got the chance to thank them or you know, but this is your chance now to come in and say thanks or say hello to Sarah. And if you've got any questions for them quickly, because there's a couple of questions I want to ask you about other stuff behind you, Dean, that I spoke about earlier on. But this is your chance to come in and say hello to Sarah and Tracy.
Hey,
hello, ladies.
I think you won the raffle prize with your last pound, didn't you? Was that
my
correct?
Only pound. That's what I was just going to say. Because I said, I haven't bought any money. I forgot to get some. I've only got a pound. I'm obviously supposed to buy a raffle ticket and win it. And wasn't it?
That spirit, you see. So
exactly, yeah. Now, I had a funny feeling about it when I realised I had a pound. It was a pound a ticket. And that, I wasn't just saying it, I did have a quite a strong feeling.
Yeah, it's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The thing is, I've always said that something is meant to happen if it was meant to happen, and I'm sure, Dean, it was, because talking to you a little while ago, before we come on, I spoke to you earlier today, and basically I saw in the background you've got a great big Toot and Carmen in your living room, which interested me, because I've got a big pull to Egypt. Now, we're going to this a little bit. I know it spurs away from your experiences of Spook Savers, but obviously there's an interest there to come on a paranormal investigation. Now, you are into what you told me. You're interested in ancient history. Where was the interest started? Why was you pulled to the ancient history, and why was you sort of drawn to that area?
And what really sort of cemented it was when I was young, lots of dreams I used to have that was sort of verging, if not on body, like astral projection sort of thing.
Yeah.
And when Close Encounters come out, reading about UFOs in the papers of the time, totally absorbed in that. And then the Brett spread out, and the standard idea of history, I thought there's got to be more than that. There seems to be more than that, and evidence of more than that. And I've just read about it generally from Eric von Daniken, which is relatively controversial, isn't it?
Yeah.
To just more recent stuff of Graham Hancock.
Right. Yes. Graham Hancock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is Graham Hancock. You're talking about the Egyptologist. Was on the National Geographic channel.
Yeah, he's obviously had a number of expeditions off the coast of India, finding sort of apparent lost civilizations or megalithic buildings under the sea on the ancient land surface prior to the Great Flood or floods or whichever ones they were. And the whole perspective of ancient history and civilization beyond the norm that's accepted is fascinating to me, to be honest. Yeah.
Well, I'm a great believer that, you know, obviously you had these visions, these dreams, these things when you was a child, but you've been brought forward and coming in to find out what happens and where ancient history comes in and ties into the energy of spirit is a big push forward. And I think that's something that I know within what I want to talk about on this show later on. And we might have you back on, Dean, because it's quite interesting in what you've actually tapped on here, because this show is called Above and Beyond. It is about the paranormal. It is about the spiritual. But it's also about, you know, where we tie in with links of visions and bits and pieces and the Mayan. And we talk about, you know, the Egyptians. We talk about the Hopi tribe. We talk about, you know, even the Masons, the Freemasons and that, where they all talked about 2012 and the shift that was going to happen this year.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, I'm very passionate with this because I've gone and lived many lives before, and I've had many visions and many stuff come through and validated to me about all these things. So it is interesting that you are being pulled forward for this. Are you starting to feel that you're opening up spiritually, and this is why you're being pulled in the area of like coming towards paranormal investigation, to mixing with other psychics and going on that level?
I like to feel like I've always been spiritually open.
Yeah.
I'm probably seeking sort of a tangibility to it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
No, I totally understand, Dean, because, you know, when we feel, of course, we always feel that energy of being spiritual, but it's always trying to find proof to back up something. And there's nothing wrong with that. Even us medium, we learn something every day. And, you know, we might be working very closely to spirit. And, you know, you can be spiritual, okay, and not pick up so much on the energy of direct of giving messages. You can feel that vibration and have a lot of knowledge about what's going on through the world and pick up on things that will link you back to history and to where it is today. So, you know, I do feel that there's a real strong spiritual link with you. And do you know what? When I spoke to you that night, I just felt that I was connected with you and had to bring you forward. And like I said, spirit did bring you forward. You've got to enjoy the company of other people's energy that were into this, doing this. And it brought like a family unit. And this is what we try to do at Spook Savers. Even though sometimes we're not touching on the deep spiritualness, we are touching on an area of paranormal activity that brings that back forward again. So overall, this is the big question, Dean. Would you come back to a Spook Savers event next time?
Oh, yeah. I think there'd be, I don't know if it's possible, even if they could link the two faults through the tunnels, I presume it's not possible. There, that would be a sort of mega.
Yes.
Sort of, evening.
I mean, talk to Sarah there, because I'm sure that Sarah can, if you've ever discussed with her quite right now or after, she'd be able to look into doing things, because we want to make sure that our guests get more and more every time we go to or redo a location. Like, say we go to Fort Amherst, we get more information. Sarah, I'm going to pass it back to you quickly.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, we're looking at what people feel and what people suggest, and we're looking at suggestions.
Definitely.
It's possible for us guys to be able to say, look, okay, if somebody wants a little bit more of one particular area location, we're up for that, aren't we?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Fort Amherst is mine and Tracy's absolute favourite event to go on. You know, the venue has never, ever let us down. There's always been activity. So we are actually looking to go back to Fort Amherst next year. And, you know, Dean, you'd be more than welcome to join us.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. That will definitely be up in the next couple of weeks. We're speaking to the owners at the moment. So Fort Amherst is our absolute favourite event. It's a brilliant, brilliant place. You know, there's lots and lots of activity, and yeah, definitely that's going to be a new venue in the next couple of weeks.
Oh right, that's interesting. Good, yeah.
Definitely.
It was nice that night, wasn't it? Because there's a full moon and a clear sky as well.
Exactly. Yeah, the full moon brought out lots of energy. So yeah. No, it was. It's definitely in the next couple of weeks. That's another event that's definitely going to be going up. That's our complete and utter favourite. So there's no fear there. It's all good.
And this is what I love about when you've got a fantastic team, it brings people together and you make new friends. And even though we connect with Spirit and we make a connection with them, we help them across. We've done a lot of rescue work with this team as well. We've helped energies across, and this has been a fantastic combination of energy with all of us, you know, that make this progress happen. Dean, it's been fantastic to have you on the show. Listen, I will, and I mean this sincerely, I'm going to have you back on my show again. You're an interesting fella, and I'm sure that there's a hell of a lot more of knowledge and stuff that you've picked up over the years. Can I hold you to that? Would you come back in on one of my shows?
Yeah, gladly, mate. Yeah, I'd love to.
Oh, fantastic. Dean, it's been a pleasure, mate, and I'm hoping to see you again in a short period of time over the next coming couple of months at Spooksavers. I'm sure we'll make you a lovely cup of tea, and you're most welcome to come back at any time.
Lovely. I look forward to the tea. I like the tea.
Okay, mate. Thanks, Dean. It's the lovely Dean Ferguson. And you know, Dean,
thanks, mate.
No problem, mate. You take care. Sarah, I mean, you know, this is what I'm saying. These are people that are, you know, coming in. They're experiencing a lot. Okay, yeah. We see Dean there. He's got a spiritual... He's on his spiritual journey already. You know, he wants proof and validation of what's going on. He felt that he had it that night. I mean, it just goes to show that we're doing our job right. You know, girls, I can only say keep doing what you're doing. I just want to ask you quickly about events coming up. Now, obviously, I can't talk too much about this with you because I'm not allowed to know.
No, you're not allowed to know, no.
Obviously, how can they find out about events coming up? Can they just go through the website, or is there anything else that you're putting out? I know you're going down to Maidstone at the Psychic Gold event.
Yep, we're going down there. Yep, that's on the 28th. So we're going down to the Psychic Fair. So we're going to be there. We're going to be demonstrating with lots of equipment that we use. You know, we're going to be running lots of promo videos just so you can kind of get a glimpse of sort of you in action, Grant, and sort of what the team do on the night. So that's going to be really exciting. The best way, as I say, I can't reveal too much about the events, but we've got lots of sort of Halloween events coming up, lots of exciting, very, very haunted venues sort of on the horizon as well. The best way to do it is to, because obviously we can't give away any details, is to go to the website, which is www.spooksavers.co.uk. So you can have a little log on there and have a look at the events, just as I say, because we're not allowed to give anything away, because as you are our main medium, Grant, we can't give you any details.
No, this is it. You know, as long as they can find the website, and that's www.spooksavers.co.uk. Okay, if you go through to them, and you're also on Twitter and Facebook, is that correct?
Yep, we're on Twitter as Spooksavers One, and we're also on Facebook if you just search under Spooksavers. Uh-huh. And you know, we've got some fantastic footage there of you, Grant, and so people can actually see the kind of the fantastic, amazing work that you do as well. You know, so some of the videos we've got on the website under the gallery are just absolutely mind-blowing. So just, guys, you know, if you want to see what Grant, how fantastic he is on our events, then, you know, just have a little look under the gallery and you can just see those videos. They are absolutely mind-blowing.
You know, bless you. I mean, that's really kind words, and I know that I put a lot of energy in, but you only put the energy in as strong as the team that's behind you, I say.
At the end of the day, absolutely, credit to the team, Grant, and absolutely fantastic medium, guys. And I think you've got to see Grant in action. So just go to the website, have a look under the gallery, and you can see some of these amazing videos. You have not seen footage like it, folks. And it's just mind blowing, and I can't thank you enough. You know, that's where we are today, and I'm just looking forward to seeing what the future holds, and I'm really, really excited, very excited.
Well, you know, like I said, and when I had that sort of vision before, when you girls first approached me and come here, and I read for you, I just knew that there was something deep in my heart that knew that it was gonna make this absolutely shine, and it is shining now. You know, I'm gonna be flabbergasted to think where this will be in 2 years' time.
It's
scary. That's more scary than some of the spooks we get come towards us. That's how scary.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got to say, girls, you keep doing what you're doing. It's been lovely to have you on the show. I know I'm with you at this weekend. I can't wait to see you guys again. You are like my family, you know, and you're dear to our hearts here with me and Mel. I've got to say to you, I've got a lovely surprise for you coming up at the Halloween event. Let me just say, I bought a little outfit, but it's not that scary, okay?
Oh, well, as long as it's not something for a Rocky Horror Show, that's absolutely fine.
No. But I think they're going to have a little surprise. It won't scare the customers away, but I think they'll take it in jest.
I can't wait.
Bless you. Sarah, Tracy, the guys, all of you from the Spooksavers team, and that's Maxine, Jeanette, Roy, Tracy, Chris, yourself, Sarah, the lovely Mel, my partner, and all the other guys that come in, our clients. Thanks for giving everybody the opportunity to experience what you're doing with spirit. And we'll speak to you soon. It's been fantastic to have you on the show again.
No, it's a pleasure as always, Grant. And thank you very much for having us. And I look forward to listening to you and Sarah doing some readings. Always, you know, fantastic, amazing stuff. So, yeah, stay tuned, guys. There's some amazing stuff to come.
Thank you again. And you take care. God bless.
Yep, lovely. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
The lovely Sarah Oscroft and the lovely Tracy as well, who's sitting in the background. What a lovely couple. Do you know what? They're going to go far. These girls are going to go far. And I don't just say that to anybody. When you see people and you work around people that have a passion and put a desire in, you know that there's something there that's going to be absolutely fantastic. And I just know they're going to fly. So great to have them. And I like to say that, you know, really, in theory, it's like to have a good notch under your belt, and they are one big notch under your belt where you can look to them and you know that their credibility will shine and make me shine as well, which is beautiful. Because do you know what? The thing is, they give me a lot of credit here, but I've got to say to you, they're giving me a lot of credit as well, and that's something that I'm thankful for as well. So, girls, I thank you for that, and I know you're still listening. And, you know, it almost brings an emotion to me forward, and dear to my heart. A bit like this next song that we're going to play. This is a song that relates to a lot of us out there, especially who work within the psychic field, or people that are opening up. And generally in life, you know. It's a lovely song called The Voice Within by Christina Aguilera, and it goes something a little bit like this. Truer words said in vain. Trust the voice within. Well, lovely song, and I do believe that that song was very, very much dedicated to the energy of her father. A beautiful song by Christina Aguilera. Always touches my heart because the words mean so much. Okay, another person that always touches my heart and always moves me when every time she tunes into an energy. She's got such a fantastic energy, and I'm sure you guys, and you know who she is when I have pronounced her name and bring her forward. It's the lovely Sarah May. Sarah May, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on my show this evening, my darling. Are you okay?
Hello, my special friend. I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, do you know what? It's always a pleasure and always brings the energy right forward to have you on this show. Sarah, you know, I brought you in before on my show, but do you know what? I just love the way that you work. You know, you're such a truly spiritual, such a lovely energy and such a fantastic light worker. You know, and I feel that, you know, to have you on the show as my guest, you know, it just makes me feel the energy a lot more deeper. Because sometimes, you know, we can come away from the energy. And, you know, this week has been a funny old week for me. I don't know about yourself, Sarah. You know, I think that, I don't know if it's becoming because it's winter and it's wet out there. And, you know, I just felt like you need somebody to support you or carry you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And who better to ask for that than your lovely self? You know, you've got a fantastic energy. You know, you're beautiful, beautiful energy. And it's an absolute pleasure to have you on my show, darling. So what have you been up to? Come on, tell me, what's been going on with your life? Have you been busy with readings?
Yeah, very busy, Gran. During the August month, I was so busy. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it went quiet around about September. I was still busy, but not as busy. And now the phone's ringing quite a lot. So I've got texts, phones, lots of private work. I do a lot of events with groups locally. And I'm also venturing outside of area as well quite a lot now. So I'm going away from where I'm living, lots of different areas, which is good. And obviously got the radio show on a Monday as well.
Now, I know. Obviously, next February, we've got the Mike Spirit FM tour thing going on here, and we're going to all be together, and I can't wait. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's great when you've got a combination of all of us energies. It's nice when we all talk to each other. I haven't met Mike in person yet, and I can't wait to meet Mike. I know Mike's listening in the background. I know that, you know, this is a man that put this show basically put it on the map of where it is. It is called Mike Spirit. That's for that reason. You know, and he's got such a fantastic energy to bring great energies together, like yourself and all the other hosts on the other shows. But at the end of the day, you know, this is something special. You know, like a bit like I said, I'm really happy at the moment where I am in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, right, I've done TV, just like yourself. We've done the TV. I've done radio for up in Liverpool, you know, City Talk Radio up in Liverpool for them. But the thing is, Sarah, I'm looking at where I am at the moment and the people that I have around me, and I'm loving the energy of where I know where this is all going. And it's weird, isn't it, how you just feel that things are sitting in place.
Yeah.
Do you feel that's what's happening with you at the moment?
Yeah, like you say, we've done the television and it's something I don't really want to do at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying radio. I'm very much enjoying mediumship, which is something we can't do. And the kind of TV we were doing, Grant, we couldn't do the mediumship.
Uh-huh.
So I feel free to do, you know, work as I really like to work. And reaching a fair few people, learning, always learning as we go along, which we'll never know everything. And just, you know, I just feel like something big is building for us.
Yes.
Collectively.
And it's strange because, you know, obviously we're in a very, very important year. And the change was supposed to come in, predicted around the energy of December, when the big spiritual change was meant to happen. And I'm a big believer in that there's changes going on around the energy of the work and the way that it's put out there. And that's a big believer. I wasn't a big believer that, you know, it was the end of the world, the Mayan calendar, it was the end of... I think it was the end of the world of how we know it, or what we see as what's coming forward, and our beliefs, and bringing a world of peace and harmony. And I'm a true believer in that. And I'm actually starting to see that we've got some amazing, amazing psychics, mediums, in the energy of not just out there across the world. I know that what I come across in the UK in the last sort of 24 months has blown my mind. You know, you know when sometimes you work around people and then suddenly these amazing people come forward. And I've been working alongside a lot of you know, a lot of psychics and mediums. But do you know what? I'm just feeling it at the moment, Sarah. And I just feel like there's this new breed. And I'm not taking it away from anybody from the older generation. But there's this quality of different understanding. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, life changes, doesn't it?
And absolutely.
I think spirit changes us, and we evolve a little bit more. Mm. It's always different coming forwards, isn't it? You can't always stay the same, can you? You've always got to move forwards.
It's scary because at the end of the day, sometimes when you're on an energy of a journey on your spiritual level and you get to where you are, like yourself, myself, I mean, I'm only 38. I can remember going back to like when I was only young, as a teenager, and people would turn around and say to me, "You're too young to be a medium." And I go, "Well, hold up a minute. How old do you have to be able to connect with the dead?" Because at the end of the day, I didn't know what the word medium meant. For me, I hadn't socialised within the psychic community. This was something that was very my own. And the thing was, is that I couldn't understand it. But, you know, there was this way many years ago that, you know, you'd had to have gone through sat circles and bits and pieces, you know. So it was something that did my heart. Look, listen, I could talk to you all night about this, but we've got a lot of callers online.
Okay.
Sarah, what I want you to do is, because I've just come in from loads of interviews and bits and pieces, would you be delightful for you to basically take charge and go into this first reading? I know that we've got the lovely Charlotte on the line, so I don't know if you want to give her a shout out and go for this one, Sarah.
I'd love to. Thank you, Grant, darling. Hello, Charlotte. Are you there, sweetheart?
Yes, I am, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, that's a pleasure. And thank you to Grant's show Above and Beyond. And thank you for being so patient. So is there anything specific, Charlotte, that you want me to look into for you, or do you just want me to link in?
Well, I would prefer for you to link in. I just wanted to say also that this is a first for me. I've never done this before. So I'm going to let you do your thing, and we'll see what happens.
Right. Well, you've picked a big softie. So you're with somebody very gentle here. And are you saying it's the first time you've ever had a reading, or the first time you've called into the radio show?
The first time for a reading.
Okay, sweetheart. I'll explain a little bit the way I work personally. Not everybody works the same. Spirit tend to come to me and I feel and sense them. So they bring me their ailments and their pains, and sometimes they bring me some names as well. With the names, they're not always directly these people. They could be talking about the people on the earth plane, and they give me a little bit of evidence along the way so that we know we're together. You may not pick it up straight away, okay, but you can listen back to the show afterwards and you'll probably find you'll pick everything up. Hopefully we'll see where we go with you.
Okay,
Charlotte, around you, sweetheart, I see the number 48. Okay. So I don't know if it's on a door, whether it's a year, 1948, what it is. But if you could just take a note of that number for me, darling, okay?
Okay.
I also feel quite chesty. I've got a lot of pain around my chest area, and I feel really hot around my throat, okay? And I feel like I've got a lady with me here who is in the spirit world. Okay. Now, do you understand these symptoms of somebody in the spirit world, or maybe yourself or somebody around you on the earth plane?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, darling. I do ask questions. It's not that you're feeding me. I just like to know where my link is, because with me, unless somebody really lands from the spirit world, I don't know whether they're talking about themselves or the people here. So the symptoms that I'm getting for you, are they on the earth side or on spirit side?
On the spirit side.
Lovely. So it's the lady in spirit that's bringing me these ailments around her. I do feel a lot of love for you, Charlotte. This love is just coming, pouring through me, okay? And she's showing me a black car. So I don't know whether this is your car or a car of somebody who's close to you. Do you understand this?
It's probably mine.
Okay, my darling. Don't worry, I'm not making you unsafe or anything. It's just evidential. She's just showing me this car. Do you take a lot of pride in your car, Charlotte? Because it looks to me like it's spotless.
I try.
That's unlike mine. You don't want to see mine, Charlotte. But I just see a shiny, shiny black car. And almost like there's a lot of pride around my car. Okay? And I feel like you're going on a holiday or you're going somewhere. Because this is why she's showing me the car. But I feel like you're going in the car. Now, are you going to visit somebody who's like a relative or a family member who's out of town?
No, not at the moment, no.
Right. Well, I can see this. Maybe this is something coming for the future for you. And I feel this is coming around about the second week in December for you. Okay?
That's a possibility.
Okay, so you sort of got an idea of what I'm talking about here.
Yes.
Now, who's Elizabeth around you, Charlotte?
I'm sorry?
Elizabeth?
No.
Is it somebody's middle name, darling?
Not that I can recall, no.
Take the name and just hold on to it for me, will you? Because they give me the name Elizabeth around you.
Okay.
Okay. Is there something wrong with the bathroom light, Charlotte?
No.
Okay. I've pulled a cord and it's come off. So I don't know if it's around you. Do you understand this?
I'm sorry?
I've pulled cord on the bathroom light, or I've pulled cord and it's come off.
No.
No? Okay.
No, no.
Just take it because they're just showing that to me. Okay. Now, there's a gentleman around you, Charlotte. Am I right here? Either a relationship or a gentleman who's close to you?
Yes.
Okay. Has there been a little bit of upset here?
He is, or I am.
Has there been a little bit of upset around you and the gentleman who's close to you?
Well, yes, you could say that.
Okay,
yes.
Because she's just telling me that you feel a little bit discontented. Okay? You're feeling a little bit upset, all right? And I feel that there will be an apology coming your way if you understand what I'm saying.
I'm wondering if this is someone who has already passed, because this is where my mind is.
Okay, well, it's more than likely that, because spirit know where they're going and you receive it as they give it. Was this gentleman a partner of yours or a brother or somebody around about the same age as you?
My husband.
I thought so, sweetheart. He wants to say sorry to you. Do you understand this, darling?
Yes, yes.
He does really want to say sorry to you. I do want to give you the name Bob. I'm not saying it's his name. But I've got a strong Bob around you, or Robert. All right, darling?
No.
It's not his name, but he's given me a Bob or a Robert around you. So, but take it, please, because you will know about it. Okay?
Yes.
He gives
yes.
me the month of April around you as well. So did somebody pass in April, or is it somebody's birthday in April?
It was my son who was also passed.
Your son. Oh, darling. Okay. Now that's making me feel very upset. Okay, I feel churned up. And my stomach is churning over around this boy. Did he have something wrong around the stomach area?
Yes, yes he did.
Okay. Loves you, Mum. Loves you so much. Okay. You need to understand this. They want you to be happy, Charlotte. And I know it's very difficult when you've got a husband in spirit who, for some reason, is saying sorry to you and a son around you that you would never have wanted to have lost. But they do almost like they come as strong energies around you combined. And I feel like it's one each side of you, almost like holding your arm up. Do you understand, sweetheart? Helping
yes,
you
I do.
And supporting
yes.
you. All right, my darling. And what I want to say to you is the love I feel for you at the moment is really big. And I'm hoping that this love that I feel for you will help to heal you and lift you. And almost like I feel like you've pulled yourself away. Your confidence has gone, and you've stopped yourself from doing things, Charlotte.
Yes,
do you understand?
Yes, I have.
You've had some opportunities coming your way, and because you have felt almost like you felt knocked off your feet, you've said no to them because you felt that you couldn't cope. You see? And what I want to say to you is, you can cope. I would like to get your foot and move it forwards. Just take that one step. And as you take that one step forwards, I promise you this, Charlotte, there will be no turning back for you.
Well, I was just wondering, too. I have actually two sons that have passed between my husband and my two sons and within 2.5 years. And I don't ever get the feeling that, my youngest son that we were talking about, I have felt that he was around me, but I don't ever get any signs from my husband or my other son. And I'm wondering why.
Well, I can guarantee you they're there because I've brought them through. And it's not because you're not getting signs. It's not because there's anything wrong with you. It's just that the other son finds it easier to come through to you. And I'm hoping, now that I have opened this up for you, that you're going to start seeing them. Okay. But it's very difficult to get three energies together. You will get confused as to who is who. So I would say things have moved around your house. There's something to do with your bathroom lights, which you will become very aware of very shortly if you haven't already done so. So there's things that come around you where there's changes of energies. One of them will bring a smell, Charlotte, okay? And I feel like I want to smell engine oil. So I don't know whether somebody works with the engines, but I've got engine oil.
Yes, that was my husband. He was a mechanic.
Yeah. Right. Well, when you smell the engine oil, that is your husband, okay? One of your sons is going to tap you on your right arm.
Okay.
It sounds weird, but this is what Spirit did to me when I first started doing readings. Every time I got it right, they tapped me. So one of your sons will tap you on your right arm, and this will be the son that you think you're not connecting with, but how on earth could a son leave his mother and not connect with him? It's not possible. Connect with you, it's not possible. So you're going to get a tap on your right arm. Okay. And do you wear a black cardigan?
Do I do what?
Wear a black cardigan.
No.
Who
yes,
wears
I
the...
do. Yes, yeah. I do.
It's when you're wearing your black cardigan, my darling. I don't want to scare you. I want you to feel relaxed and happy about this. Okay.
Oh, I would
now,
be.
Charlotte,
I would be.
Listen, sweetheart, you can listen back to this. You go into the Blog Talk Radio and listen back to the show and you will hear your reading because I want you to find that comfort. But take that step out of the door, darling. Thank you for calling into the show. We've got lots of calls and I don't want to take up Grant's time here. So I'd like to say all my love to you and thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Big pleasure.
I appreciate it.
Hey, darling.
Bye. That was a star. Thanks, Charlotte. That was a fantastic reading, Sarah. Well done. What a lovely connection. Just before she went there, I don't know if she's gone. You know, she talked about the sun and the reason why she felt the sun was there. It almost felt to me that I was just getting the energy of him going so quickly that he never had that chance to say goodbye. So this is the reason why he was coming through. Charlotte, are you still there, darling?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can you understand with your son, and I'm talking about the youngest son now, where the energy party passed so quickly it felt like you never got the chance to say goodbye?
Yes, yes.
Okay, this is the reason why he comes forward more, because he's trying to turn around and say that this is the reason why he's coming forward. Who would Chris be? Do you understand who Chris is?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Do you understand who Chris is?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and he's giving me the name Chris. He's just shouting this at me, but I do feel exactly what Sarah said. As she was talking about there, I've got a man here that's in ovals, and he was doing stuff with the energy of spanners and that. So I knew that there was mechanic there. Well done, Sarah. What a pick up. And I've got to say to you that with this, your husband is right behind you. He's taking a pair of glasses off here and he's rubbing his eyes. Can you understand the guy with your husband having the glasses?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Okay, and I'm looking almost like they're both bifocal. He's a lovely energy of a guy, and this is a man that would do anything for anybody. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And I also get the feeling here, as we look at the suns here, that there's this great difference in height. They're like literally 1, 2, 3. You can look at them, and they're all different heights. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, sir, I certainly do.
Okay, and I'm also getting the feeling here as, look, okay, you've got the picture near you, or you're looking at the pictures now. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, I do.
You've got them right in front of you right now, and he says, I am looking over your shoulder right now, and I'm looking at the picture. He says, I'm not in the picture. I'm with you. I'm with you, okay? And he wants to tell you that, you know, he was larger than life, your husband. And I feel that at the moment, there's a feeling here that he's coming close, not only just for the reasons of coming forward to show you that he's around you. There's also something within your energy at the moment that's going around on a personal feel that you're going and having a struggle with at the moment. So there's either an anniversary or there's something coming up around which gives you the sad feel. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And he's around you because this is the anniversary and it's very, very, very difficult for you. And this is why he comes so close. Even though you can't feel him and you can feel your son so close, they are all there, my darling.
Well, it's going to be the 2-year anniversary of my son's death next week.
Absolutely. And this is why your husband's come close as well. Okay. I don't know why I've got tingling all up my legs now. Can you understand where there might have been something around the leg? With your boy?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, then maybe it might be with your husband, but I'm just looking. Because I'm getting a real fit energy of a young lad here, but I feel like his life was taken very quickly of something that was here 1 minute, gone the next. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And the feeling is, it's almost like it's hit him, full on, and he just collapsed. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes, it does.
And it was a complete shock. It was like, where did that come from? Why has my boy been taken? Where all the other energies have been taken of the love in my life. And do you know what? There is no answer. There is no answer to this, but they are with you. They are supporting me. Have you got a daughter as well, my darling?
Do I have what?
Have you got a daughter?
No, I don't. I have 4 sons, 2 of which are gone, and 2 are still with me.
Was one of the boys either married, or was there like a daughter-in-law or something there?
Yes, yes.
Okay, because I got the feeling. Okay, who? Okay, who's Al? Allison? Alan? Who's the AL name?
I don't know.
Ali?
Alex, my granddaughter.
Okay, he's sending love over to Alex. I'm getting the AL, and I know that he's around. Babe, I will leave their love with you. I hope that's really giving you a little bit of a boost, my darling. They are there with you. I'll leave their love with you, and I want you to remember you're never alone, okay? They're right with you at every moment.
Well, I thank you so much, Grant. You've really helped me.
Oh, God bless you. And listen, this wasn't just me. Sarah's energy to bring them through was amazing as well. So what a fantastic...
Yes,
thank
it was,
Sarah.
And I appreciate her.
Bye, darling.
Absolutely fantastic. And we wish you all the best. Listen, we'll put our thoughts and feelings out for you, darling.
Yeah.
You're not alone there, okay?
Well,
we'll put some feeling out for you.
I thank you, Grant.
Oh, bless your heart. You take care. God bless. Sarah?
God bless.
Oh, wow. Okay, Sarah, look, listen, we're going to do the same again. That worked tremendously, and I loved it. We got Mindy on the line. I'm going to let you go straight in with this one, Sarah, and I'll come back off the back of it again, okay? We'll try and shorten them down a little bit, but we'll go with the flow, okay?
Call me time if I get too engrossed, Grant.
Sarah, listen, you're doing fantastic. Just go with the flow, okay? We got Mindy on the line. Mindy, are you there?
I am here, and I thank you so very much for taking my call.
It's an absolute pleasure, my darling. Listen, we've got the lovely Sarah here with me. I'm going to pass you over and let her tune into the energy as I tune in after her, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hello, Mindy, sweetheart. Are you there? You obviously are.
I am here. Thank you.
All right, then. Do you want me to just link in with you, Mindy, or have you got something specific you want to ask?
Oh, I'd be honored to be linked on in. I'm very open to the process.
Lovely. Okay. First feeling I'm getting around you is something wrong with my gums, Mindy, my teeth and my gums. Who is it that has problems with their teeth and their gums?
My grandfather did.
Okay. I'm not laughing here, Mindy, but I'm trying to eat an apple and I haven't got any teeth.
Yeah, that's my grandfather.
Okay, they do some funny things, honestly. But it's specifically a green apple as well.
Well, quite frankly, I just finished a green apple about 10 minutes ago.
Oh,
and
Mindy.
my beautiful grandfather was a greengrocer.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's all around you.
I love it. Thank you.
Who's been having tingly hands, Mindy?
It could be my mom.
Okay, because I just feel my hands are tingling from my wrist down. So I've got tingly hands. So I feel like I've got something wrong with my circulation. All right.
That's my mom. Yeah, his
mom.
Daughter.
Lovely. He's all around her. Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. Who's Joseph, Mindy?
thank you. This is this man that I love. His name is Gene Joseph.
Ooh, okay. So Granddad wants to link in with you and Joseph.
Thank you.
Is he distant?
His dad's name is also... Yes, he is distant.
Okay, my darling.
He's not
close to you, is he? Is he
that
geographically...
Is
yeah, he's far away. Okay.
That is correct. Thank you.
I feel like I miss him so much.
Yes.
And I feel like I really want this connection. And I feel
yes.
this from him and from you.
And thank you so much.
I feel like, why is this distance here that these two people should be together? This is how I feel.
That is correct.
What's happening? Is he in the army or something? Or is it his job?
We were together and he's Swiss and you have to be separated a couple of years. And his wife got very ill, so he went back to take care of his wife.
Oh, I understand that.
Yes.
I can feel it, Mindy. I can feel the sadness.
Thank you.
I think for him, fair play to him. Fair play to him. What a decent man that he is. But his love is with you.
Thank you.
And you do know this, don't you?
Yes. His dad's name is the same name as him. And
okay.
He's also on the other side, and he has come through sometimes to me as well. So, I'm so pleased and honored, and my heart is just so filled with love. I love my grandfather so much. So, thank you. Thank you for that link. I'm so honored.
That's a big, big pleasure. You know, Mindy, I'm going to leave that with you, sweetie pie, and I'm going to bring Grant in so that he can come in to you as well. So, you've got something special coming from Grant as well now. Thank you, darling.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Okay.
Do you know what? I thought that was just a fantastic reading. I really don't want to add no more onto it because we've got so many people on the line. And I've also got the lovely Mike Spirit going to come in and do the next reading for me because he's so excited in the background, bless him. And I love to share. Do you know what
Get
I mean?
Back,
I, I'm one of these
yes.
people that loves to bring it. And we've got an amazing energy on the show. Mindy, I hope you're okay with that, darling. We've got so many people on the lines, and I know you've got a lot back from there, Sarah. Sarah, that was a fantastic reading, darling. And
I'm to England soon. I'm trying to get to England. I hope I can get to England soon.
February, Mindy.
Yeah,
thank
February.
You.
I got that
right
as well,
on.
Sarah. That's strange.
It's not. It's normal.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, it's not. It's not strange. It's normal. It's February, my darling. Darling, I hope that's helped you, and I hope that that's given you a little bit of a boost, knowing that your parents were around. Yeah.
Thank you so very much. And God bless.
Listen, I'm going to leave it there because that was amazing, Sarah. Well done. I mean, I don't even need to praise you. You're just a brilliant energy, my darling. And that was so nice. Such a fantastic connection. Listen, we've got a man sitting in the background here. He's so excited. He just
wants to come in on
the energy. It's the lovely Mike Davis. Mike, are you there?
I am, Grant. Hi, how are you?
Oh, mate, do you know what? Incredible. And this is what I love. Shows that we've energy. And, you know, again, we're talking to a man here who's got a fantastic energy, yourself here, Mike. And Mike, we got Kathy on the line. Would you do me the favour? Because I know that you're just itching to get into the energy of this one. We got Kathy on the line. Do you want to take this one or hand this one over to you?
Yeah, most certainly. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Well, still full up with my cold, but I'm sure that, you know, it'll get a lot better as we
Everybody's sick here in the U.S.
Well, you know, Kathy, I caught it when I was in the U.S. Back a week, well, just over a week ago.
Oh, yeah, it's going around.
And
it seems like the weather change is causing it.
Well, it's not fair because I brought it back to the U.K., Kathy, and my poor children are coughing and everything else. So, but it's okay. It's okay. Kathy, was there a reading that you was looking for? Was it a specific area you wanted me to go into?
Yeah. I recently heard there's a female spirit guide waiting to help me on my spiritual awakening.
Okay. Okay, bear with me a second. Let me make a connection to the spirit world, and we'll see where we go. Because, you know, as you're seeing that you've been told of this lady, I am aware of a lady in the spirit. Now, I don't think this may not be the spirit guide, but I know I've got a lady here that connects there with you. I know that she links to your mum's side, your family, because she comes to my mum's side. I know that she would be a lady that would be very closely connected there with you when she was in this life. I know that she makes me so much aware to say to you that the latter part of her life she struggled. I know that she was confined and that she was restricted before she passed on to the spirit world there. I'm certainly well aware to say to you that of when she was here with us, she needed lots of care, she needed lots of help, she needed lots of assistance before she passed home as well. I do believe this must be like your mum or your grandmum as she comes closer to me, because I know she comes through with that love and that upliftment and that certainly that big bond there for you. Do you understand over there, Kathy?
No, my mother's still here and my grandmother died instantly.
Okay, well, I know that this lady suffers towards the end of her life, okay? I'm going to go on with her a little bit because I know that she's with me and I'm not going to change anything there. Now, she makes me well aware to see to you as she connects. Now, let's look around your grandmother. Let's look at your grandmother. There's quite a few sisters with your grandmother, is that right?
Three sisters.
Okay, and would I be right in saying to you that the three sisters now are in the spirit world, is that right?
No, only one.
Right, okay. Because I know I want to talk to you about the one that's in the spirit world. Now, would she fit that description there?
Not exactly, but go ahead.
Okay. Because I know I'm aware to say to you that she suffered in the body, okay? I know that I'm aware that I have a condition that would have taken its toll upon me towards the end of my life here. I know that she wants me to say to you that she's been in your life. She's seen some changes that goes on within your life. So you'd understand there's been lots of changes there, Kathy, in your life at the moment. Is that right?
Right.
And she talks to me there that, see, I know that you said about your spiritual awakening. I know that you are aware of the spirit world yourself. You're of a level of understanding about life after death. Is that right?
Yes.
And she talks to me here. See, well, she obviously knows you because she's the one that's giving me this information. You know, please do a little bit of research. And I know it's connected to grandmother. I know that all mum's family, even those that are still here and those that's passed, like to keep close bonds between everyone, because that's what she wants me to do, is just to embrace you all at the minute, okay? But she talks to me about your development, your awareness of the spirit world, and she says to me that so long as you keep your faith strong and don't let no one or nothing discourage you, you will always walk within that love and light, okay? Because I know that's what I need to put around you. So would I be right in saying to you that there's been almost like as if someone's been trying to maybe not so much steer you away, but challenge you and challenge your thoughts and your opinions of late. Is that right?
Yes.
See, because she says to me there of where you've been challenged, and you've stood your ground every step of the way. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Now, I am aware of somebody else that comes in here as well, and maybe this is the one that that you asked me the question about, because I do feel that this is a very much of a higher energy. And would I be right in saying to you that you have felt this lady connecting to you? I have felt her energy around you of late, because you feel so different every time she builds a communication. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, she talks to me that you get tingling that goes down the one side of your face there, Kathy. And as it comes down the one side of your face, it comes down your shoulder and down your arm. And that's how you know of when you have this lady with you. Is that right?
I don't get tingling, no. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I know that's what she makes me feel, like tingling that comes down my face, down my arm. Okay. So when this happens, know that she just comes closer to be recognized and to be remembered. Okay. Now, Kathy, if I said to you there that of what she wants me to say to you is to kind of go forward with this, okay, and as you go forward, that you will do what's right there for yourself. Do you understand this?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And she says to me here about you keep your faith strong and she'll always walk behind you every step of the way.
Okay.
Does that help you a little bit there, Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, because I know that, as Grant said, there's lots of callers on, and we need to move on here. But before I go, there's a gentleman that's just come in and says, no, you don't. You don't go without telling him about me. And I know that this gentleman would have been very strong in his character. He's very much of a forceful kind of a gentleman. I know that he's not a very big man, but he's quite well-built, a well-packed-out kind of a fella. Of when he was here with us. But as I said, very forceful. I know that he passed instantly home to the spirit world. He makes me aware that his chest has given him lots of trouble, and it was maybe the heart that took this man home to the spirit world. Do you understand who he is?
My father.
Okay, good. Now, see, I want to see to you as your father comes close. He has been the inspiration in your life for a long time. Always was and always will be. I know that your dad, Kathy, walks with you every step of the way and always will, okay? Okay. Your father just says to me there, you kind of hold on to your meditation or you hold on to your vibration of thought every time you connect to the spirit world and ask your dad to come around you. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because he says to me, I come around you every single time that you hold that thought of spirit. And as you're doing just that, know that your dad is communicating as well. You know, your dad makes me feel so warm and so uplifted at the moment. And, you know, so nice because I need that at the moment. But I feel that's what he does to me at the minute, because that's the way he wants me to see that's the way he wants to present himself to you. So when this happens, send dad a thought. I know that you always do. And you always will, but know that he's close around you.
And I found a penny in the driveway today.
Okay.
So I don't know who that was from.
Okay. Now, your dad always, I'm not saying that your dad always had lots of money or lots of possessions, because I don't feel that that would be true. Now, would I be right in saying to you that your dad, he was the kind of fellow that if he had something, he would give it to you. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, see, because that penny is important, even though that, you know, some of us may throw a penny away or whatever, but your dad says to me it was important. And when he was with us in this life, he would have always given, even if it was his last, to make sure that his closest never went without. And he talks to me about that you've been asking your dad for something to guide you. I'm not saying money. You haven't been asking for money, but you've been asking for something, some kind of information, some kind of evidence to show his existence to you. And then you find that penny, and that's the way your dad always run his life. I'd give you my last. Okay, I believe it's your dad's way of saying, I was there with you at that time.
Okay.
Okay, please take his love there, Kathy. Know that he's around you. I'll say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank
Feel
you.
Better.
I hope so. I really do. Other than coming back over to the U.S. and I'll give it back to you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much, Kathy.
Bye-bye.
Oh,
bye now.
Oh, Kathy, thank you so much, my darling. And Mike, amazing. Thank you for that. Mike, you know, it's always a pleasure to have you coming on the show. Such a fantastic energy within the studio tonight. Just a rays of energy there. You know what they say, pennies from heaven. And I'm a great believer that, you know, every sign and symbol we have will come forward in many ways. And there you go, Kathy, you've had your validation there from Mike. And what a fantastic validation on both levels that your father's around you. I hope you got a lot from that, my darling. Bless your heart. Okay, now, guys, why the energy's up and why we're, when we've got this energy flowing the way that it is, I'm going to bring in a lovely song. Okay, this is a song that was very close to my heart when my grandmother pulled away. I'm sure that you guys will relate to this song very much, and it will heighten the vibration. When we come away from this song, we're going to go back to back with some more readings before the end of the show. This is one by a lovely Mariah Carey and Boys to Men, and it's called One Sweet Day, and it goes something like this.
Told you all I
What a beautiful, beautiful, amazing song by the lovely Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men. And that brings back memories to me, because sometimes we don't get to speak to the people or really open up to the people when they're here on the earth plane. And sometimes we regret that. I know that there's many times for people that I've lost along the way that relates to me as well in the area of where we should talk and when we got the chance to, because sometimes it's too late. And in the good words of the lovely John Edward, he puts it so, so boldly: to appreciate, communicate and validate with the loved ones that you have near on this side of the earth plane before it's too late and we find it hard to connect with them. Well, hopefully let's not find it hard to connect with them, because we're going to go back into some readings. We've got the lovely Sarah with us still, the lovely Sarah May.
Hello.
Are you still there, Sarah?
I'm still here.
Okay, fantastic, Sarah. We've got the lovely Yolanda on the line. Yolanda, are you there, my darling? Hi, Yolanda.
No, Grant, I think Yolanda is gone. We'll go to Rebecca.
Okay, well, what we'll do, we'll go straight to Rebecca. Rebecca, are you there, my darling? Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hello, I'm very well. I'm very well, my darling. Would you like me to go just into the energy of spirit, or is there a specific question you want me to ask from spirit?
Just link in. That would be great.
Okay, let's have a little tune in and find out where I am with you, okay? Right, as I link into spirit here, I've got a very, very, very strong energy of a female presence, okay? She comes to the side of me here. There's this feeling like she would... Okay, thank you, darling. She says to me here that she felt that she passed before her time. Do you understand who this might be?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, my darling. Listen, this feels to me like I don't get the energy of family, but I almost feel like she's close enough to be family. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. She comes in and she gives me the feeling here very quickly that it felt like there was a drawn-out period of illness before she went down here or before she passed over into spirit. Do you understand?
Not sure about that.
Right, okay. She just feels to me that there was a feeling of it was a progression before she went over, but I do get this drained energy. Do you understand what I mean by this? Within her
okay.
energy. Okay. Now, I don't know if this is a cancer field, but normally when they draw the energy right down quickly, it makes me feel like there was a cancer condition or something within the energy that flowed through the body. Can you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, she sends her love very deeply to you. I've got a dark-haired woman, and I'm presuming she's showing me herself, but I've got this dark-haired woman here. Can you understand that?
The same woman?
The same woman, yes.
I'm not sure.
Okay, don't worry, because she's just showing me this long, dark hair around the shoulder length, okay? I also get the feeling here that with her, I'm getting an S name coming through with her, and I feel like I wanted to say the name... Susan, Susie. It may not be her name, but can you understand where Susie or Suzanne might be?
No.
Okay, don't just hold the name because she's calling out
okay.
for somebody. And do you understand who that might be at all anywhere?
No.
She keeps going into my ear. But don't worry about it. What I want to do is I want to just focus in the energy over to you at the moment, okay? And she says to me here that she knows if she would have been around you at the moment, she would have been coming in and doing a lot of talking around you to comfort you around the area of where you've been at the moment. Does that make sense to you?
She would be around the area I am now?
She would be in the area of where you are within your life, because she says you're going through something on a low patch, and she would have been the type of person that would have come in, sat down, had a coffee, and had a chat about this. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Right. Because there's this feeling of subdued feel within you, this chase within you. It could well be that there's been another passing in your life. Do you understand that?
It's not a passing, it's that...
Right, okay. There's a loss
energy.
Here, or I feel like I'm pulling away from the energy of something around where it feels like it may not be a physical loss, but it might be a loss within the energy of a partnership or something where it feels like you're going through the energy of this at the moment. Can you understand this?
Yes.
Right. That makes total sense to me. Because she knows that there's a feeling of being upset and a feeling like this energy is drawn away, okay? And she's saying to me here that you need to look at the reasons. Okay, I got that. She's saying to me you need to look at the reasons of why you shouldn't be looking back and feeling a negativity or a sadness around this. At the moment, you need to look at where it's been and what's happened around that process to the reason why it's been or where you've got to within this energy. Do you understand what I mean by this? Is this to do with a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you understand? Okay, I've got that, darling. Okay. She's trying to say into my ear here that when she comes close to you, she feels that there's a feeling of a man that didn't give me a good energy feel around the energy of the relationship. And I feel that you've tried your utmost to try and get this on a level where you can work with it, but he didn't make it very easy. Can you understand that?
Yeah.
Right. And I do feel that I'm only going back only over the last couple of months. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And what she's trying to give me here is at the moment that there's a feeling of trying to get into the energy zone, even though there's this feeling of not being totally putting the energy forward to you or coming forward in a nice way. And I don't get a nice energy within the way that you either been treated by him. But I feel that what she's trying to say to you is that it was he worth it. Now, that's her words, not mine. But do you understand that?
I could maybe, yeah.
Okay.
I don't see it that way, but...
Okay, no, that's fine. But would you understand where she would look upon it and say, look, do you know, because she's quite forward-talking, this lady, okay? Who's Lynn or Leanne or Lynn? Linda?
Oh, yeah. And Sue, yeah.
You understand that,
I think,
okay?
It's her.
As long as you understand who that person is and whatever, where the connection comes in, that's fine. Because she's just validating and letting you know that it's her. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
She's also saying to me here that she's trying to lift you up. She's trying to say, look, don't blame yourself around the situation. Can you understand this?
Yeah.
Oh, bless your heart, darling. She says to me, look, you're not to blame, but you put a lot of blame on yourself. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Oh, bless your heart. Listen, for all the heart of trying, there's nothing in the world that you could possibly do to change the energy of what was going on around that time. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Oh. And, you know, there's a feeling here of lifting you up, putting you back on your feet and saying, do you know what? You're not going through this alone. Spirit around you and knowing that what you've gone through and where you are at the moment and where you feel so empty inside. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And the thing is, you've got some great stuff coming up. Now, I know at the moment you're not ready to take on the future and what Spirit is trying to give me here, but I do know that this may take a little time. No one said that life is going to be easy through this process, and I think you understand that. But what they're actually saying is that it may take you a few months to get over this, and I can totally understand where you've been and how deep a connection you had around the energy of this guy. Can you understand that?
Yeah. Because it's been going on a long time. It's been a long time already.
Yeah. But can you understand where the last 4 months have been hard for you?
Yeah, that's...
I'm going back to around May, June time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where there was a situation of a pull away or something where you knew something wasn't right as a whole properly.
That's when that's when we broke up.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that, look, I've always said, okay, that, you know, spirits speak the truth here, and this is the words from them, okay, that you will be strong enough again, and I feel that you will move on from this. And I've got to be truthful within the energy. Do I feel that this man's right for you? I feel that what spirit is saying here is that you're a better person. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yeah. Yeah.
That you've tried so hard to get this to happen, to work. But I feel so much that I want to say to you that you will find happiness within the energy of a new guy coming forward. And I feel that it will be better for you because he feels that he will treat you properly. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah. And see, it's kind of confusing because the other gentleman's still in the picture.
Right. I know he's around. I know he's there. Yes. But there's something here where I feel that something's still not right. And I feel that you know this as well. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be truthful with what I'm being given here. I have to be quick because we're going to try and fit in another reading after this one. Can you understand that you don't feel trust or don't feel the trust around him somewhere?
Oh, that I don't trust him?
Is there a feeling like there was an insecurity around the energy of him as where the energy lied between you and him?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel that once the trust is broken, I feel that it almost feels like you can't go back. Do you understand what I mean? And
yeah.
I feel in time, what they're saying here will be more your decision than it will be his. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yeah, it'll be too late when he realizes.
Okay. Darling, I'm going to say to you, look, listen, it's going to get better for you. I don't like to leave it like this, you know what I mean? I like to give you a deeper reading. But I hope that your friend over here in spirit, she's looking over you. She's making sure that you get through this. You're not alone, okay? She wants you to know that she's holding you up and she's getting you through this time. There's a lot of other energy there, but I haven't got the time to bring them through, my darling. But listen, the basic thing is to get you through where you are at the moment. And you will get there. You know where we are. If you want to come back through for a reading, not just through me, through Mike. Mike's on a Monday. Sarah's there on a Monday. Come through to us, guys, and we'll be able to look a bit deeper or give you more information, okay?
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, bless your heart. I feel your pain, darling. I really do. Listen, we'll send you out a lot of positivity, a lot of healing around the energy of this, so it helps you on your way, my darling, okay? God bless
you. Thank you, I know. Thank you.
Hooky loves, darling.
Oh, God bless you. Okay, Sarah. Sarah, we've got another caller coming in. I haven't got the name of this one because this is one where I haven't got on the list. But I want you to take this one over, Sarah, and get this one in. We've only got about seven or eight minutes. Go with it, yeah?
Hello, line 360, are you there?
I'm here. My name's Shannon.
Hello, Shannon. Nice to speak to you, sweetheart. I'm going to link in quickly with you, my darling. Is there something specifically you wanted to know, or do you just want me to link in?
No.
Okay. As I link in with you, I've got tingly lips and dry lips, okay? So there was something about somebody's lips, and I feel very cold. Okay, so I don't know whether somebody had hypothermia or whatever it's called, or somebody was very cold when they passed. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just feel I'm warm now. I want to tell you I'm warm now. Do you understand, sweetheart?
Okay.
I'm all around you, okay? Have you had a problem with your wrist, Shannon?
In this life, yes.
Yeah, okay, because they're just showing me the wrist pain just to give you the evidence around that. I want to give you the name Tony as well, darling. Who's Tony?
I don't know. I have psychic amnesia at the moment.
Oh, darling. Well, you can listen back, so please take that name Tony. I want to go back to May, the May of this year, where I feel like there was something upsetting around you there, darling. Either some sort of closure or change around you. Do you understand this?
I do.
Okay. What I want to say to you is, by the time January comes, there's a lot of clearance for you. Okay? And this is the cold month, it is in this country anyway. It's cold every day in this country. But this January time, it's in the cold where everything is going to be put right for you. There were wrongs done in May around you, Shannon, sweetheart. And I feel like it's turning circle, it's turning around. And by the time January comes, you'll know exactly where you stand and you'll feel a lot happier. And they're saying you're going to be smiling like a Cheshire cat. Now, that's a cat in England that's got a big grin. Okay.
Oh.
Do you understand, sweetie? Yeah. And it's connected around relationship.
Okay.
You understand, don't you? What I want to say to you is there's a lady in the spirit world connecting very closely around you. And I've got a tingling around my shoulders, the back of my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wonder if you feel this yourself. or whether the psychic energy comes in around you, around the back of your shoulders. But this lady is very close to you. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're giving me fruit tonight, but they seem to be on a fruity link. And I've got a banana. I don't know why I'm giving you a banana, sweetheart, but somebody's very partial to bananas.
Oh, I'm laughing because I'm sitting right here and there's a bunch of bananas right here, just right on the table. So,
Spirit is telling me about everybody's fruit. What is this about? Shannon,
you're having a fruity night. Sarah, you're having a fruity night tonight. Sorry, go on.
Shannon, I'm going to leave that with you because I know we're coming up to time, sweetheart, and I'm going to come back over to Grant. But thank you for calling into the show.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Bless your heart, darling. Thank you for phoning in. Listen, guys, we are coming to the end of the show. I do want to round it up. Bless your heart, darling. Thanks for calling in. And I hope you got a little bit from that. I would love to go further and deeper into readings with you guys. I could be here all night. I'm just loving the energy flow that's happening tonight. I want to thank the lovely Sarah May for coming in. Sarah?
Yeah.
You know, we had a little conversation in the week and just about your energy levels were low, and you were telling me about your energy levels and you just felt it was a bit low. I hope that that's brought everything back for you tonight, because this is what it's all about, bringing it back in. And babes, you were absolutely fantastic.
And so we go.
Fantastic.
And Mike.
I want to thank Michael. So Mike, are you there, mate?
Yeah, I'm Grant, yeah.
Mike, thanks, mate, for coming in. It was an absolute pleasure, you guys, to come in tonight. And I also want to thank our lovely guests that appeared on the show tonight. That was the lovely Sarah and Tracy from Spook Savers. Thanks, guys, for coming in. And also the lovely Dean that came in. And I will be talking to Dean later on. And I'm going to have him back on the show, because what an interesting, interesting guy. There's so much I want to learn from him. Because we learn from each other, and this is what it's all about. It has been an amazing energy tonight, and it's been an absolute fantastic flow. Guys, Above and Beyond is always here every Friday night from 9 p.m. to 11. I want to thank you. I just want to pass it over to Sarah quickly. Sarah, is there anything you want to say that's coming up on Guiding Lights quickly?
We have Jerry Humphreys on Monday, the fantastic Jerry Humphreys.
I forgot all about that, the lovely Jerry Humphreys. Now, what's the name of his show? Now, he's on a Wednesday night. What's the name
Soul
of the show?
Soul Purpose Show,
that's right. We've got the lovely Jerry Humphreys. He's a new host to Mike Spirit FM. Now, we've worked together, Sarah, Jerry. We've worked together on TV. I know Jerry very well. What a fantastic energy and a fantastic guy.
I've got a bit of a surprise there because Jerry is on my show on Sunday.
There you go. So, guys, listen to that one as well. Mike on Sunday evening. Mike will be bringing Jerry in. So, listen, guys, you're going to get a little preparation to see how Jerry works. I know that he's been on your show as well, Sarah. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I've worked with Jerry quite a lot over the time, Grant.
Yeah, I know he's been on Guiding Lights and that. So this is just going to be remarkable. This is what I'm saying, guys. You know, Mike Spirit FM is absolutely kicking at the moment. We've got some amazing psychics coming on. The mediumship that flow through the energy tonight to you guys out there all over the world. I hope you all listened and I hope you all got a little bit of something back from that. Even if you didn't get a reading, I think it's always too important to remember, guys, that we get a little bit of something back through the energy. And this is what we do when we read. We push out a healing energy. So the guys that never got a reading out there tonight, you may feel a little bit more empowered in yourself. And you'll go away and you think to yourself, oh, God, I feel a lot more energetic around it. I feel a lot more empowered around that. Well, this is what we do. We offer empowerment while we're reading. Again, and once again, it's been an absolute pleasure with you guys tonight, as always. You know, I'm looking forward to February when we're all standing up there doing demonstration. Guys, when we are doing our demonstration in February, it will be that Friday night before, I will be live, and I will actually be running live on the Friday evening. I will have our guys phoning in live to the show from that demonstration event. So you can listen to all that live, and that's next year. I'll get this wrong. Is it the 27th, 28th, isn't it?
Oh,
no.
22nd, 23rd.
That's it. So I've got dates going on all over my head. So it's the 22nd, 23rd. Okay, so that show before, I think it's the 22nd is the Friday, isn't it, Mike?
It is, yeah. 22nd is the Friday, and the 23rd will be the Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, guys, if you're listening on the 22nd, it will be going live. You'll be able to hear Mike and the rest of the team, the lovely Sarah, Andrew, Jeanette, Debbie, God blimey, Nick Humphreys. There'll be an array of us. So, guys, and I do believe, is Jerry coming down as well?
Yes, he will be, yeah.
Fantastic. Guys, keep your ears open up for this one. It's been fantastic connecting with you. And we hope to see you all again and hope to listen to your energy of your voices next week. Tune in again, and we'll be with you. And remember, guys, you're not alone.
Thanks for listening to Above and Beyond with celebrity medium Grant Collier. Join him again next Friday, where he will be bringing through and connecting with Spirit here live on Mike Spirit FM. Until then, have a blessed week, and remember, you're not alone. If you Google Grant Collier, his website will come up number one. It's www.grantcollier.co.uk.